Cover-Up, a reproduction of Guernica, the famous painting by Picasso portraying the horrors of the first aerial bombardment of civilians in excruciating detail, has long been on display at the United Nations as a profound reminder of the ultimate importance of peacekeeping. Body parts of humans and animals intermingle in a scene of carnage so graphic that it may as well have been painted with blood, guts, and exploded brain tissue. Apparently, that had nothing to do with the recent covering of the painting by a large blue curtain, which provided, as a UN press spokesman put it, a technically better background for the cameras covering statements made outside the Security Council. Technically better. Oh, I see. At photo ops, the flashbulbs won't reflect off the painting's frame, and that frenzied expanse of gore won't distract from the speaker's calm, measured pronouncements. Apparently, the fact that the U.S. Secretary of State would soon be coming to the UN to press for war against Iraq was not a factor in the cover-up. Apparently, there was no concern about people getting the wrong impression of what war accomplishes, as Colin Powell perhaps makes a passing reference to collateral damage, with images in the background of the disembodied heads of miscellaneous creatures screaming,
"Never again!
Never again!
Never again!
Never again!
Never again!
Never again!
Never again!"
Never again. Never again.
Never again. Never again.
The disembodied heads of creatures screaming,
"Never again."